Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new section, Babu Tahrim al-Zulmi wal-Amri bi-Radd al-Mazalimi. The chapter on the prohibition of oppression and the command to ward off oppression by recompensing, etc., where it was perpetrated. So here this section or this chapter shows us that the harm that oppression causes and the amount of warnings in the ahadith and the ayat of the Quran Sharif, with regards to oppression and how bad and how dangerous zulam is. In Arabic, zulam is something that's translated as wadu ash-shay fi ghayri mahalli. That to place something in its incorrect place, that is oppression. For example, if a person doesn't deserve my anger, any person doesn't deserve my anger, now for me to express anger against that person, I'm taking that anger and I'm placing it in the wrong place. That person doesn't deserve, so I'm taking something and putting it in the wrong place. This is what you call zulam. This is called harm. For example, I'm holding back payment from somebody who deserves payment. Or I'm taking payment and I'm taking that payment and I'm putting it in the wrong place. I'm giving it to a bottle store. I'm giving it to a winery. I'm spending it on the wrong place. So I'm taking that money of mine and I'm putting it into a wrong place. That is also zulam. So this is how zulam is. Zulam is anything that you take that and you put it in a place that is not supposed to be put, that is zulam. A person swears another person. That person is not deserving of his swearing. He has taken his words and he has put his words in the wrong place. He's putting his words into the ear of somebody else that didn't deserve his swearing. He's taken those words and he's put it in the wrong place. So now that is also zulam. So like that, that's a broad definition of zulam. Many, many things come under oppression. How one person may be oppressing another person. Like that, a person may be oppressing his wife, his family, his staff. He's taking a hard stance to his staff unnecessarily. For example, the staff haven't come late unnecessarily. He's cutting their wages off. So now he's taking that difficulty or that hard position, putting it onto somebody that didn't deserve it. So he's oppressed his staff. He may have oppressed his wife or somebody or some other family person. So all these things come under oppression. So anyway, continuing with the ayat of the Quran, قال الله تعالى ما للظالمين من حميم ولا شفيع يطاع. Allah Ta'ala says that the oppressors will have no friend or intercessor who will be obeyed. They'll have no friend on the day of Qiyamah, the people that are oppressors, and they won't have any intercessor that will be obeyed. In other words, somebody that will intercede, and Allah Ta'ala will accept this person's intercession. They won't have such a luxury on the day of Qiyamah. وقال تعالى وما للظالمين من نصير. Allah Ta'ala says that the unjust will have no helper. The oppressors, those that are unjust, they will have no helper on the day of Qiyamah. First hadith, عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اتقوا الظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة واتقوا الشح فإن الشح أهلك من كان قبلكم حملهم على أن سفكوا دماءهم واستحلوا محارمهم رواه مسلم. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, abstain from oppression because oppression will be a cause of intense darkness on the day of Qiyamah. To understand this, what is meant by oppression will be a cause of intense darkness on the day of Qiyamah. Think of a person that is walking or is returning home. It's the forest, it's dark, extremely dark. There's no moonlight, there's no stars that can be visible. It's absolutely dark. Only thing he can hear is the rustling of the trees. And now he's got a river to cross. And when he has to cross the river, that cell phone light that he thought he could use to help him cross the river and get to his place, suddenly the light is gone, that cell phone is dead. There's no way this person now can see. He doesn't know whether he's going to put his leg on the rock to cross the river as he's getting closer, whether it's a slippery rock or he's putting his leg on the head of a crocodile. He doesn't know, he got no idea. So much of fear, intense fear. The person can't see, it makes it worse. He can only hear the rustling, he can hear the sounds of animals, the fear that is gripping him. He's got absolutely no light, or like that, the person that is driving on a mountainous path, it's dark at night, there's nothing that can except the lights of his car. So how much a person is dependent now on those lights? The lights must work properly so I can see where I'm going. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that on the day of Qiyamah, the lights that a person will have in that period where it will be intensely dark, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, yas'a nuruhum bayna aydihim wa bi'imanihim. Allah Ta'ala will cause that iman and the amal to be a means of light, to move in front of them and move on their right. And the believers will say what? يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Oh Allah Ta'ala, you complete this light, you make perfect this light for us. Forgive us, O Allah, subhanAllah, you have power over everything. So Allah Ta'ala, for the believers, because of the iman and the amal, Allah will give them bright light that will move in front of them. Like how when a car is moving, that light keeps moving in front of a person. So like that, on the day of Qiyamah for the believers, Allah subhanAllah will make intense light. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us now that beware, abstain from oppression, because oppression will be the cause of intense darkness on the day of Qiyamah. There in this world still, a person is lucky, he's fortunate, he'll get across. On the day of Qiyamah, how can a person move if it's completely dark in that type of fear? He has got absolutely no light. And the thing that will make it even darker is the oppression that he caused in this world. The second part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, abstain from miserliness, because it destroyed those before you. It prompted them to shed blood and to consider as lawful all that was made unlawful to them. So this miserliness had two things. It destroyed them. Because of miserliness, they destroyed them. They used to fight with each other. Actually, three harms. It firstly destroyed them. They fight with each other. And then what was unlawful, they tried to make it lawful, tried to do a scheme just because of the desire to have more and more and to hold back. So therefore, they made those things that were haram, they tried to make it halal. Allah Ta'ala save us from that miserliness. Therefore, the zakat is such an important thing in our life. One of the benefits of zakat is it shines and it polishes the heart from miserliness. So a person is dutiful with his zakat, he's actually doing an auto valet of his heart and he's cleaning his heart of miserliness. So therefore, we should try on an ongoing basis to give charity. It takes away that miserliness from us. May Allah subhanAllah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wassalamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil